Does God Promise Safety? By Jennifer Waddle, read by Ellie Johnson. Today's Bible verse is 2 Corinthians 11:25 through 27. 3 times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, 3 times I was shipwrecked, a night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils of the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Of all the beautiful promises in the Bible, a guarantee of our physical safety isn't one of them. As Christians, we'd like to believe that no harm will ever come to us or our loved ones. But from the moment sin entered the world in the Garden of Eden, sickness, pain, and death has been a reality for all of mankind. Paul testified openly about the severe trials he went through in 2 Corinthians 11. Beyond what most of us could ever imagine, the apostle endured intense hardship and peril. Yet his attitude was one of perseverance and fortitude. As he neared the end of his life, he was able to say, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." 2 Timothy 4:7. Paul was willing to suffer for the sake of Christ. This is not to say that he never prayed for safety. See Romans 15:30 31. However, he knew that through his affliction, Christ's power would be made known. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. 2 Corinthians 12:10. So if God doesn't promise safety, what does he promise? Here are 3 verses to assure us of the Lord's provision over our lives. First, God promises to guard us from the evil one. The Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. This is, perhaps, the most crucial promise as we face constant spiritual battles from the evil one. Satan wants nothing more than to steal, kill, and destroy, but God is faithful, establishing us in Christ and guarding us from the arrows of the evil one. Second, God promises to uphold us. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Isaiah 41:10. There will be times when we have absolutely no strength left. We may even feel unable to go on. At those times, we can fully count on God to be our help and our strength. The Lord's righteous right hand upholds us. What a beautiful reminder of Jesus, seated at the right hand of the Father, our righteous defender. Third, God promises to supply our needs. "And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Philippians 4:19. Even though we are not promised physical safety, we are promised that our physical needs will be met. During the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told the multitudes not to worry about what they would eat, what they would drink, or what they would wear. Instead, he encouraged them to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Matthew 6:25-33. Then all the things they needed would be added as well. We may not fully understand why the Lord allows bad things to happen to his people, but we can declare that he is God and he is good. Just as Paul was able to see beyond his painful trials to the promise of heaven, we too can be assured that eternity with the Lord is well worth every hardship here on earth.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists. When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.